Welcome to episode 393 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Okel. I am a fan of surveys, and I've got a good one for you today. It's called the HR Blind Spot Report 2018. I'll put a link to how you can access the survey in the show notes, but I think it should motivate leaders to talk more to their employees. This survey was designed to find out what are the top stress points for both employees and human resources professionals. Nearly 900 people were surveyed. Both the HR group and the employees had the same top responses. They are: number one stressor, lack of communication. Number two stressor, workload is overwhelming. I believe these stress-producing challenges are interrelated and should not come as a surprise in today's pressure-packed, busy workplace. So what's the challenge causing this workplace stress? Being busy, in my opinion, leads to less communication, and less communication leads to more work. Understand that work does not always equal productivity. You may spend much of your day on things that just keep you busy, low-importance tasks that take up a lot of your time. Ideally, you want to maximize the time you spend on your big-picture goals. When people are flooded with tasks, communication tends to get pushed back to another time or abandoned. After all, when your day feels like triage, it's hard to step back and consider the big picture. From this survey, what could be a plan of action? Leaders and employees need to commit to regular and honest communication sessions. These discussions can focus on what's taking up much of the employee's time. Does the employee have ideas for improving effectiveness and efficiency? What important task would get done or get done better if there was more available time and resources? From these talks, the leader should be able to make decisions that can improve productivity or at least recognize and acknowledge challenging situations. It's important to talk about communication. Leaders and employees should also be aware the Workplace Studies survey also found concerns about life balance and after-hours responsiveness to work email and messages. In many organizations, there is not a formal communication policy. Employees, when hired, don't know the expectations for after-hours availability, and policies can vary from one department to another. There needs to be a discussion about these things. For some, sending a message from their phone is second nature and can happen anytime, anywhere. Others may want work messages to stay within a work boundary. As we've discussed before, it's smart to define what is urgent and what is not for after-hours communication, and leaders may want to change the way employees update them on their daily activities in order to reduce the number of messages they receive. Final thought. While these conversations won't fix every stress-producing issue in the workplace, they can give people a much-needed sense of control. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenokel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel, that's also under my name, Ken Okel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Okel. Take care.